assume as president of Kenya.
President William Ruto stood before a parked stadium to take his oath of office. The ceremony marked the end of a closely contested general election. Former President Uhuru Kenyatta handed over the instruments of power to the new president. The two politicians have fallen out, and Kenyatta backed opposition leader Raila Odinga, who came second in the polls.
And today,
in his first address to the nation, the president said he will do all he can to address the problems facing Kenyans.
The largest winners of this election is the people of Kenya. We have done well as a nation. We have blazed the trail in an increasingly challenging environment where democracy is consistently on trial.
Many Kenyans who were there said they have high expectations.
President William Ruto says he's going to focus on the economy and deal with the high cost of living. He also promises that he's going to add more money to help small businesses grow their business. But some people say this will be hard to implement.
Ruto is taking over a country with a big external debt, a drought that has affected millions, rampant corruption. The president promised to work with all Kenyans to make things better.
We should remain conscious that we have all been elected to work together in ensuring that our children go to school, our people have food and decent health care, and our young people have jobs, and our workers have dignified livelihoods. For we believe strongly that every hustle matters.
Ruto calls himself a hustler who is fighting for the majority who are struggling to make ends meet. His plans to transform the country are ambitious, but economists say all those plans need money, and lots of it, if the new administration is to succeed. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Nairobi.